This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Turkey today, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is meeting with protesters from Taksim Square and Gezi Park. There is talk of a referendum over there now to decide whether the park stays or goes. Goes as in gets bulldozed and has a shopping mall built on it. Erdogan has said he'd respect the outcome of that vote, but he also said today that he wants protesters out, lickety-split. Our patience is at an end, he said. I'm making my warning for the last time. That's a quote. Later today, the protesters said they're staying on anyway. The BBC's Nkem Ifedjica is on the line with us from Istanbul. Hello, Nkem.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. So listen, this whole thing started with, at bottom, an economic protest, right? The plans to build a mall on Gezi Park. We have now come full circle to where there are protests and boycotts being talked about of some of the big companies over there. The prime minister is accusing the protesters of trying to actively damage the Turkish economy. What's actually going on the ground?
It's quite astonishing. We got here on Tuesday, and you know we're just business reporters. We're here to do the business, but of course you're trying to have something as simple as lunch, and you've got tear gas in your face. Which, and I must say, if you haven't experienced tear gas before, they call it tear gas for a reason. Tears streaming down your eyes, your nose watering. But on the ground, it's as you said, it's mushroomed from what was just something about a park. So something which is about much more than that. It's about civil liberties. It's about how people live their lives in Turkey.
Does this break down at all on along the lines of social economy? Do you have the business class supporting the prime minister and younger people and trade unions supporting the protesters? How does it break down?
I've spoken to people who are just sort of ordinary white-collar workers who go to work in the daytime and then join the protesters at Gezi Park at night. At the same time, you have members of the business community who like what the Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has done over the past 10 years. He rescued them from a crisis. Just on Tuesday, figures came out about the growth rate first quarter of this year, 3%. President Obama would give a limb to have that sort of growth rate. So there's a sense here that people want things to get back to normal. But there's a subtext to all of this as well. The people, to a certain extent, have economic freedom. But it appears that what they want now is political freedom. And at the moment, it seems that especially the young people, they're saying, you know what, yes, we've got money in our pockets, but we also don't want you to tell us what to do with that money, as it were.
Which way does the Turkish economy want to go? You know, a couple of years ago, the big thing over there was we're going to join the European Union, and that's what we really want to do. But then the other part of that economy turns to the other side, and it goes to Libya and to Syria. What's the tendency, do you think?
Well, to use a sort of old Silicon Valley phrase, it's about pivoting. It's a pivot. That's exactly what it is. Over the past few years, as the Eurozone has slumbered and faltered, they're looking elsewhere for their bread. They're not going to wait for the European Union to pick up, because who knows when that's going to happen. No doubt there will be advantages from joining the European Union, but there are bigger markets out there as well. There's China, there's India. It makes sense for them to look to other places.
If I went to Istanbul today and got, I don't know, 2 miles, 5 miles away from Taksim Square and Gezi Park, would I even know any of this is going on? Could I go out and buy a loaf of bread and go to a cafe unmolested?
You could go out and buy a loaf of bread, but the thing is, if you sort of went by, bought your loaf of bread and sat in the cafe, chances are it would not be as busy as it was. Families are not going out, for example, and it's not because anything is going to happen to them. It's because there's a sense of fear. Nobody likes instability, least of all investors. So if investors are pulling out, then that spells problems.
Nkem Ifedjica for the BBC in Istanbul. Nkem, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Kai.